I called Wynton Marsalis not long ago to interview him about a concert he planned to put on at the Tobin Center. We talked about older musicians mentoring and inspiring younger musicians.
My father, of course, is a teacher.
A Facebook friend told me she had met him twice before and that Marsalis had been a kind of a mentor and inspiration to her son. She asked me to say hi, so I did.
I remember. I know what she's talking about. I mean, I remember him.
I'm Karen Emerson. I live in San Antonio. Been here for 14 years. Came here with my son, Sam. Sam was 20 when we arrived.
Sam is at the heart of this story. He was born in 1984 in California.
He was born with spina bifida. He had a complicated life, but we had a lot of fun and rich experiences.
The boy enjoyed his California childhood, and in ways you might not expect. He rode horses, rafted down rivers, and enjoyed sit skiing. He also fell in love with music.
He was a trumpet player. He played trumpet, flugelhorn, French horn in his school bands.
Wynton Marsalis played a concert in Sacramento, not too far from where Sam's family lived, and she took Sam to see him. They loved the show, and afterwards they wanted to meet Marsalis, but the meet and greet line was way too long. Then Faith stepped in.
Someone grabbed us and said, "Wynton wants to see you now." And we were ushered past everybody in that long line and went right up to him. And Wynton wasn't satisfied with Sam in his wheelchair, so I took Sam out of the wheelchair and he sat on Wynton's lap. And Wynton talked to us as if we were the only people in the world and the rest of the world could wait.
Over subsequent years, Sam endured one surgery after the other. Medical bills mounted, and worst of all, the doctors said his chances for survival were fading. But Sam's mother realized his love of music, and for Marsalis, still burned brightly. In 2002, the Make-A-Wish folks offered to take him on a trip, anywhere.
So he decided that he wanted to go and see Wynton again, and Make-A-Wish Foundation sent us out to New York for a special concert that Lincoln Center Jazz does for youth.
After the concert, Sam and his mom met Marsalis again.
Well, Wynton was pretty blown away to be some child's wish. It was a rich experience.
2 years later, Sam and his mom moved to San Antonio, where he endured his 30th surgery. He seemed to be getting better, but then a sudden turn for the worse.
I got the phone call that he had coded, and they resuscitated him to a coma that lasted a few days, long enough to get his dad and his brother out here so we could all be together when he passed.
Ten years later, Karen Emerson and I became Facebook friends. When I learned that Marsalis was coming to San Antonio to play the Tobin, I posted that he was my next interview. Emerson messaged me, telling me this story. She asked me to say hi and to say thanks. She's never forgotten those moments the three of them shared. Turns out Marsalis never has either.
I remember. I know what she's talking about. I mean, I remember him. I'm going to give you a number. Tell her to text me, and I'll make sure that I get her tickets if she wants to come to the concert. Maybe I can see her backstage and we can talk.
Emerson took a friend to the Tobin show, and they went backstage afterwards.
Again, it was the way it had been with Sam, that he just spent time as if I was the only person in the world. We just had a nice, you know, very lovely visit. He's a gracious gentleman.
At the center of that moment was the memory of the beautiful little boy who brought them together all those years before. Sam was with them for one last time.
I felt that they were kindred spirits, and he said, "I'd take that as a compliment."
Sam had died at 24, no longer a little boy, but a young man, who Emerson describes glowingly.
A brilliant guy with eclectic tastes and a wry sense of humor.
Those tastes ran toward jazz, which sparked an unlikely encounter, a friendship, and a shared love for Sam that all these years later still lives on. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.